Today's honoree is a maintenance worker at a Philly rec center, but her calling has transformed her into something that's much, much more.
She was like her own nonprofit. She fed people. She raised children and grandchildren, and in that cared for their children. She's just this incredible human being.
That's Judy Nelson, and the person she's gushing about is Cecile Case.
She's in charge of caretaking, of maintenance for their rec center, but she does so much more for the community.
That more is wide-ranging, and that's why Judy nominated her coworker turned friend of more than 20 years for the Good Souls Project.
Counselor, mentor, mother, aunt. Folks say I wear a lot of hats.
That's Ms. Case, as she's known in South Philly. The mother of two and grandmother of six says she wears all those hats for her babies. That's a title she attaches to every child that has crossed the threshold of their rec center at 26th and Morris over the past 28 years.
I never knew how many children or even adults that I've touched. I stopped counting after 100.
The Grays Ferry neighborhood where Vera exists is a tough one. It's been plagued with gun violence and has seen its share of poverty. While the rec center has been in desperate need of repair for many years, Ms. Case patched it up with love and let the kids know that Vera was more than just basketball hoops and Xboxes. It was a safe space.
They come in and they feel warm. They feel like they belong, to just enjoy and not have to worry about watching their back.
People would send their kids because they knew Miss Case was there. She's one of the reasons that Bear could be there when it was, you know, in disarray.
That's Tariq Glasgow. He's executive director of Young Chances Foundation, but 20 years ago, he was a kid. And that's when he met Miss Case.
A lot of the kids go in there with a lot of emotional and mental challenges. There's times where people have lost people in the community and children have died or been hurt. And Miss Case has been that leaning arm, you know, has been the one that picks up those tears and bring a smile on their face.
But Ms. Case isn't all warm and fuzzy. Tariq says he's had a taste of her tough love.
I was verbally being aggressive towards the other superiors there, and she pulled me in the office and she told me, these kids look up to you. If you're doing this for them, look how you're acting. Look what you're doing.
And that was just 8 years ago. Ms. Case learned how to mother all of her babies of all ages from the women who raised her.
My grandma, my aunts, my mother.
She grew up just a couple of blocks away in South Philly and says there was a village around her.
We lived on the block where the lady down the street, she seen us doing something wrong. She corrected us.
And that's what Miss Case does now. She listens and she guides gently.
Our children, to me, are confused. There's so much peer pressure out here that they don't know whether to follow the peer pressure or to follow their own mind and their own goal. And sometimes I guess they just need a person who takes time out and talk to them instead of at them.
And while she's lost some of her babies to gun violence, Ms. Case believes those chats in her office and kind words have saved many more. And although they're just closed for remodeling and Ms. Case has moved to a nearby center for the time being, her love for those babies and their babies has not stopped.
They all come back to there or, you know, see me in the community and they'll say, you know what, this lady right here, I owe her, you know, a big thank you.
And all those thank yous are just some of the reasons why Judy Nelson and Tariq say Miss Case is a good soul.
She's there, she listens, she cares.
She is definitely one of the ingredients that make not only me a better person, but our community.
If you know someone who has performed an act of kindness, whether it be big or small, and you think they serve as an example of compassion, generosity, and service, tell us your story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.